You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's neighborhood night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is music bingo at 7. Wednesday is half price bottles of wine, and Thursday is trivia night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
The numbers are in. The Chicago Sky Indiana Fever WNBA game from Sunday night did an average of 2.3 million viewers on ESPN, making it the most watched WNBA game since 2001.
That is huge.
2001, that not 2001.
Huge.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I know that might not be interesting to everybody, but I think when you're talking about a game, I don't know. I just think it's interesting.
I think it's interesting because it shows a big change in it's a cultural shift in many ways. Yeah, absolutely.
It's also probably quadruple the amount of people that watch CNN on in a night.
No doubt about that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Another sports story, a sports adjacent story. They say Bill Belichick's been living with his 23-year-old girlfriend Jordan Hudson for months. So this is not anything.
You cannot get enough of this story, can you, Riggins?
I think it's fascinating. Yeah. Not because I'm into the sports angle of it, but it's just the fact that it's an older guy who's well known.
Who would you rather question most about this, him or her? If you had the chance to talk to one of them, Riggins, who would you want to talk to? Bill Belichick or the 23-year-old?
Her.
Okay.
Obviously. Yeah. We know what he's doing. He's sees a 23-year-old gorgeous woman.
And then this is the second old man she's been with.
Yeah.
So she's got a pattern. It's like what is causing this? She might need to go to the hospital.
You just kind of want to get in her head and walk around for just a couple minutes. Just see, you know.
It starts with one question, I think. What is it? Yeah. Like, what is it that attracts you? Walk us through it.
You know, you hope it's not about just the money, because both of these older guys that she's dated have been very wealthy.
Yeah.
You want to, she's like, no, I just love the conversations we had. Like, what is it?
Like, so you wouldn't enjoy just sitting around having a conversation with somebody's grandpa, and you would want to date them, you know, when they're just retired from the mill or something. Yeah. You know, I'm sure the money has nothing to do with it.
I mean, you hope not.
Their age gap, as we pointed out before, their age gap is, I'm in an age gap relationship. It's 24 years difference between me and my wife. But theirs is double mine.
That's eight.
Yeah. TJ wants to make sure you're aware.
My wife's old.
Yeah. But if you knew the number of times that I've stood and looked at myself in the mirror and thought, what is it? I don't get it. Why am I here?
What does she say? Oh, you stay in the mirror.
Yeah, just looking at myself. Never asked her. I don't get it. I have no idea.
You're scared to actually ask her?
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Right. Is that really the tone you always ask the question? Why am I here? Or are you always like, why am I here?
I give you a little bit of both. It happens. I give you a little bit of both.
Hello, me.
The baby's crying. It's like, what did you do? I should be taking a nap right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then today is National Coconut Day. So don't forget, TJ likes coconut flavored things, but he doesn't like coconut.
Yeah, I don't want the strings.
He doesn't like the strings, as he always says. Having never eaten a coconut, I got to assume that's the case. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
All right, something very important that we need to delve into. Along the lines of the argument that Riggins and I had that day as to whether or not a pullover hoodie is considered a jacket. And it may not lead to anything like that. It may just be a calm, cordial conversation that's settled in just like 5 seconds.
But it's probably not.
Well, you know how he is. So we'll get to that coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I don't like conflict. And I especially don't like conflict when my little buddy Riggins and I get into an argument. I don't like it.
Hey, little buddy Riggins. We got a little buddy. You got a little buddy.
Sometimes, I mean, you know, when we're together as much as we are and everything, we're gonna disagree on things. Like I think the biggest one ever was, it was either the whole thing about not calling it just a cheesesteak, it should be called a Philadelphia cheesesteak sandwich. That was me. But I think the one where he was just adamant that a pullover hooded sweatshirt is a jacket. That was a big one. What?
That's, I did not say that. Those words never came out of my mouth. I said it was a piece of outerwear. You were making the argument that it was a shirt. I said, yes. No, I believe it's outerwear.
No. Not at all.
Okay, that's fine.
Not at all.
I'm just clarifying what I said.
We can go back and check it. The whole world heard it.
But either way,
I didn't say it's a jacket. I don't believe it's a jacket.
Yes, you did.
Well, absolutely, if I did, I don't believe that. I don't believe that it is a jacket.
At least in the recap, we've caught everybody up on the importance of the arguments that the two of you have.
And this may not be one at all. It just struck me. Now, one of the things that you used to say aggravated you about your ex-girlfriend was that when she had indigestion, what would she take?
A tum.
Like she would say tums as singular, as a tum.
I need a tum.
And then the same would be with certs. You would say, I need a certs, not I need a cert.
Right.
Okay. What if you're eating M&M's and you offer somebody one? Would you say, would you like an M&M's, or would you say you'd like an M&M?
You'd like an M&M.
Yeah, that one's different, isn't it?
It's different. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense, but it is different for some reason. I just never heard that before.
But Tums, T-U-M, well, okay. I guess.
Yeah, Tums is the name thing of the one product, Tums. So you would say, and then, but Southerners always say a cert, a Tums.
Right.
Or, not really a Tum, but a Rolade sounds better than a Tum.
Tum. Yeah, you wouldn't say it. I think everybody would say, you want a Tums?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which would be, would that be correct?
Yes.
Yeah. It would be, right?
And because the first I ever thought about that was when I was really little, and they had those commercials for certs with Retson.
Yeah.
You remember those? And they'd say, can I have a certs?
A certs. Yeah. That's stupid. That
right. But you would say, you want M&M?
Yeah. I don't know why. I can't explain that. Why that?
But what's so bad about that is that now that I know that it's correct to say M&M's, would you like an M&M's? I'm going to have to start saying it. Just like and sound goofy, just like I do with subject verb agreement a lot. When I would say the Carolina Panthers plays the Houston or the Texans.
Yeah.
The Panthers plays the Texans because it's one group.
So. I say that one wrong all the time. I just say the Panthers play the Texans. Who the Panthers play this weekend?
Yeah.
Who do the Panthers plays this weekend? That's just hard to say.
I hate that.
Well.
He's right, though.
Mm.
I don't care.
And just like when you hear sports people say the Tide are coming to town, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's, they say that all the time.
Correct. Yeah. God, who would want that?
Well, good.
University of Alabama people coming into town. No way.
No dispute today. That's good.
Right. Except we rekindled the whole jacket thing. So whatever.
Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Ace, I know you were celebrating your wife's birthday last night, and you missed all of this, but Jody and I were watching the Ace and TJ experience with Riggins on Facebook Live last night.
Okay.
And something came up. Riggins was talking about his grill that he's getting, and then some lady put in the chat, my cousin didn't want his Blackstone, so I'll take it or whatever. I took it. It's free, you know. And then I put, of course, women don't need to be cooking on a Blackstone. Women aren't supposed to cook on a Blackstone.
That's helpful.
Yeah. And then Riggins was talking about Jody always wanting me out there in the heat cooking on the Blackstone.
And she was watching?
I didn't know that at the time.
And she knows. I mean, she's not ashamed of it. There's nothing to hide. I mean, she just. So I was just out there last night, right? I was rushing to get it done so we could eat and all that before Riggins' deal came on. And I did some delicious burgers with grilled onions on them.
Sounds good.
And I take a trash can out there with me from the kitchen. So when I clean the thing and all, I just throw all the paper towels away right there. Or if I'm, when I'm using stuff, I'll just throw it in the trash. Well, I went out after the thing had cooled and put the cover back on it and all that. And I grabbed that trash can and came in. Well, I wasn't paying attention. And evidently there were three flies in the trash can that came into the house. And she went, that is going to drive me crazy all night. So my son and I can both kill flies with our hands.
Yeah.
So she goes, y'all going to have to kill those before you go to bed. Cause I'm not going to sit in here with flies buzzing around me all night while I'm trying to watch my shows. And okay. So we're giving it an effort, but we can't control where the flies land. So there was a fly on the chandelier. And he and I are both standing watching it, waiting on it to leave so we can follow it to where we'll go. And she's going, you get it. Y'all get them. And one's on another light. And one's on, he's like, what do you think we got a bucket truck for fly killing in here? A cherry picker?
Get it.
I can't reach it.
Oh, my gosh. So when Riggins was saying that about Jody's always, you going to cook something on that Blackstone? You need to get out there on that Blackstone. When it's so hot, the sun's beaming right on, and she puts in the thing, trust me, he's fine.
Yeah.
So she commented also?
Yeah. And Jody could say the sky is orange, and 1,000 women would be like, girl, yes, you are so right. I mean, they worship at the Church of Jody.
And you know what that is, right? You know why?
No.
Because they, I think psychologically, they look at it like Jody is the only one that puts me in my place.
Yeah. Mm. Oh. Okay.
Which she doesn't. She does not.
She does not.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't say I put her in her place, but she doesn't put me in mine, wherever my place would be.
Well, you might not have put it in her place, but you did build a place for her.
Yeah. And if I want flies in the house, I'm going to bring flies in the house.
I'm just kidding.
Get it.
I'm kidding.
Y'all better get it. I'm telling you, I don't want to sit in here with flies buzzing around me while I'm trying to watch my shows.
Wait, so did you kill all three of them?
I left it with Boy. I had to go to bed after Riggins' deal.
Who knows what?
I didn't see him as much.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Man, this is a sad story from Pittsburgh, or as some people say, Pittsburgh. I feel sorry for these people, even though it's one of those deals where you're thinking, all right, well, didn't they not see it coming? But they were scammed.
Oh.
Because people bought tickets, 25, I think they were $25 each. Because they saw something billed as a Biggie and Tupac orchestra show that was going to be held at a church. I don't even know how a Biggie and Tupac orchestra show would work.
I don't know. At a church.
Mm-hmm. So, spot this lady, like one lady they talked to, bought the tickets in February. And then she said, it all seemed legit. The second I made the payment, I got the confirmation numbers, the tickets with the codes and all that stuff. But when she got to the venue, the church, she said, we rolled up after sitting in traffic for 45 minutes. You go to the venue and there's a sign on the door saying there's no event and it's all, it's a whole big scam. Oh. And there were other people there too. They all got scammed. But it kind of reminded me, Ace, when we worked at our first radio station in Alexandria, Louisiana, called 93QID. And this laser light show was touring, coming through town. And what it was is they used to do these laser lights that would go to the beat of the songs they were playing. And they would play all of these heavy metal, hard rock songs. And they made their commercials sound like Ozzy Osbourne was going to be at the Rapides Parish Coliseum, Whitesnake, all of the top rock bands of the day. Even some who have been deceased. And so they're charging all of these people $20, and they go out to the Coliseum. You know, you got all these country folks showing up out there thinking they're going to see a hard rock concert, like a festival coming through Alexandria. And all it was a big projector screen and a guy at a little school desk looking thing sitting on a chair punching buttons while they played songs from CDs. Yeah. That didn't even sound good. They were distorted and all of that, and it wasn't it's just a small screen for this whole big Coliseum, and people were not happy with that.
The commercials would say something like your laser light show featuring the music of Ozzy Osbourne. And
so it made it sound like featuring Ozzy Osbourne.
Featuring but, the music.
You know, we were tipped off to the fact that it wasn't going to be all it was advertised when they sent the commercial and the audio was so muddled. It was on a cassette tape.
Yeah.
And we didn't even use cassettes at that point. It was on a cassette and the audio was all muddled and dirty sound. We said, this is their commercial. We can't clean this up. It sounded horrible on the radio.
oh, this is going to be bad.
What did the bosses say? They were just like, just do it anyway. I mean, they didn't.
Yeah, I mean,
make it work.
Need
see
the money.
If you, see
yeah.
if you fix it, make it work. I mean,
they're paying us $10 a spot.
You going to play it.
Yeah, you going
to
play it.
Yeah, you have to get out there and run them laser lights. You going to do it.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So episode 5 of The Acolyte, the Disney Star Wars show, is out, and that is right now the top trending topic. So people are still watching it, even though it's got historically bad ratings. I think on Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 13%.
Ooh.
And that's out of 100.
That means 13% of people like it.
Yeah. Really not good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really bad. But people are still watching it.
I don't know. How do you know? Where do we find the numbers on it?
Okay. I should clarify. People are at least talking about it.
Yeah.
You can see how many posts have been made about the new episode, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are discussing it. So that would imply that a lot of people are watching. Now, certainly there's going to be a lot of people that haven't seen it that are just voicing their opinions on it. But
they said they made it just for gay people. Pretty much is what they said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They said it's the gayest Star Wars, like the lady who made it and all said, yeah, we made it to be the gayest Star Wars vehicle, as you call it.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah. So I didn't know we were allowed to watch it.
I don't know that we are. I don't know. I believe, Rob, you're checking it out, right?
I haven't watched the last two episodes, but yeah.
Yeah. Even Rob doesn't like it.
Yeah. No, he's okay.
And he watches anything Star Wars.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. Nothing wrong with it.
Perfectly fine.
Hey, nobody's gonna come after you, Rob. You can not like it.
I didn't hate it.
He's one of the 13%. How about that?
Know. I may watch it now that I know that straight people are allowed to.
Yeah, I think you can check it out.
Oh,
they're not gonna come to your house or anything.
I feel free.
Today is
what channel is it on? CBS?
Disney
Plus.
It's on CBS.
There's a crazy thing going on with television. You know, HBO moved all over to Max. They want you to talk about Max. Well, now they're moving a lot of their properties back over to HBO. They want you to start prioritizing HBO instead of Max. So it was HBO Max that turned into Max, but HBO still exists. HBO original programming.
That's crazy.
So like a lot of the Warner Brothers stuff is now going to just be airing on HBO, which is kind of wild.
Quick question. How long will it be before, and I think it'll be a while, but how long will it be before people go, hang on a second, free TV is not so bad, and start going back to networks because if you get charged for everything now, eventually this is going to turn into cable.
Yeah,
and people are going to look for another outlet, and somebody's going to be sitting around going, set out some free TV over here. You know, if you're having to watch commercials, might as well not pay for it and watch them over here.
But it'll come down to the fact that you can't see naked and sex scenes and all that cussing on network TV.
But more than that, I think it's the on-demand thing.
Yeah.
If you could take it when you're getting it when you want it.
The convenience of that is absolutely worth something.
CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, those things, they're going to all have to turn into... You know, I guess they all have them now, but you know, they're on streaming.
Would you have to go back and get an antenna, like rabbit ears, to check out free TV?
Yeah,
antennas are a lot more aesthetically pleasing now. They're like squares that you can mount on a wall behind the TV or whatever.
Okay, I didn't even think about it. Yeah, when I hear free TV, I'm like, what does that mean? Like, how do you get that?
Yeah, but people started to vacate cable. And then now you realize, well, now what I'm going to end up with is a bunch of things. I'm paying as much as I was with cable just to get all this stuff.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better way to do that. So
yeah, anyway, you would think.
Just a thought.
And then North Korea sending more trash balloons to South Korea. They're a bunch of, you know what? They're a bunch of jerks over there in North Korea. But those are just a few things that are now trending.
Is this what we want the internet to be? Our social media? Is this why it was created? There's something that's happening. It happens often now. And a lot of people say, good for them. It's the right thing to do. And a lot of other people say, it is not, it's wrong, morally. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
When does somebody else's business become your business? That's a question that's going around on social media right now because of situations just like this. So we've seen others, but there is a guy on a plane who has gone viral all because of a TikToker who is seated a seat in front of them. Now, I'm going to read part of this. I won't have time to read the entire thing, but this has been followed by millions of people over the last 48 hours. This post is a picture of a man sitting in a plane. He's got on a green shirt, a baseball cap, and he's turned kind of talking to the woman seated to his right. And it says, if this man is your husband flying at United Airlines Flight 2140 from Houston to New York, he's probably going to be staying with Katie tonight. Him and Katie met at the airport bar and haven't left each other since then. He convinced her to change her seat so she could sit next to him and they could drink. I don't know his name, but know hers because he keeps saying it. He also said his 8-year-old daughter danced for the Astros opening night. He's from Fort Worth, says he's a surfer and just got a new surfboard. Supposedly president of the company he works for and flying to NYC for business. I wouldn't have known he was married if he hadn't been wearing his wedding ring. Excuse me rubbing my eye. In the video, she keeps rubbing her eye. I didn't know what else to do in order to self-record. Do your thing, TikTok. Hashtag find the wife. Hashtag cheating husbands. Hashtag United Airlines. Hashtag flight 2140. Hashtag Katie. Hashtag Houston. It goes on and on and on. Well, the internet did its thing. They found the guy. They've completely exposed who the guy is, where he works, pictures of him and the family. Although the one that I saw covered the kids' faces. But there's a picture of them, and people, you know, are like, I feel so sorry for her. Thousands of comments, millions and millions of views of all of these videos. And there are people raising the point, if I were her, I would be ashamed, embarrassed, mortified that the entire world knew before I did that my husband was cheating on me. And this is how you find out, and it's exposed to the whole world.
Is it possible that this girl's lying?
It's possible.
Does she have any video proof of all the other stuff that she said has been going on, or she just shared?
She has video proof of them in the thing. She came back later in what I was watching, following on TikTok, because I thought we got to talk about this on the show. And she said they later went to the bathroom together. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think she followed them through. If I remember correctly, she followed them through the airport for a while, just making sure they were, you know, all into each other and everything. And there are a lot of people saying, hey, they're like, you know, get him, find this woman. She needs to know, blah, blah, expose the cheater, ruin his life. There are a lot of other people saying, hey, think about this woman. She has kids. This is not the way she needs to find out this information, because this is going to be humiliating and embarrassing and blah, 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 blah. And some people just said, hey, none of this is your business.
Right. I would let the internet do its thing in finding out who this girl is that posted this woman, and I would fire a lawsuit through her house like a rocket. She has no proof that I was cheating or doing anything. She ruined my business and my family and all of that because she's making an internet post.
Yeah. Yeah, she does say that, use the word cheat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cheating husband.
Yeah. He ought to sue her to death.
So maybe we haven't heard the last of it yet, but they've all been exposed, and they found the wife and, you know, the whole thing.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
There's a question up that I'm fascinated by the answer, because the answer is all old school. Ranker.com. Which female singer do people wish they could sound like? It's still going on. Here are your top five so far. Number five, Adele. Number four, Kelly Clarkson. Number three, Mariah Carey. Number two, Celine Dion. So you know who number one is going to be.
I need a man who'll take a chance on a love that burns hot enough to last.
That's Whitney Houston's Isolated track is amazing. Amazing to listen to.
That's a good list.
Yeah. Beyonce is at 25. Taylor Swift is at 81 on the list. Just take the two biggest female stars today. Yeah, they're on down the list. Quick Celine Dion note. I just saw this. I was in the grocery store with Amanda, my wife, the other day, and the cover of People magazine, she's talking about that her disease, that her body is essentially going rigid. And it makes your heart break for her. She's such a nice person. Everybody's always said what a kind person she is. But in her new documentary that's out now called I Am Celine Dion, they say she suffers a 10-minute seizure that is really difficult to watch.
Yeah, and it's disturbing.
And when they, have you seen it?
Yeah.
When it finishes, I guess she told the director, was like, I'm not going to put that in. And she says, nope, whole thing goes in.
Yeah, she's laying on her side, and she's got tears running down. I mean, it's intense.
She said she wanted it in so people can understand what this disease is all about. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I want to watch that. I don't think I could.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Yeah, but I think the title of the whole thing is just a little bit narcissistic, if you ask me.
I am Celine Dion.
I'm kidding.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. We know someone who, I just find this fascinating. A radio friend of ours who their family took a family friend with them the other day to someplace that this family friend had never been. The family friend is 19 years old and she had never been to McDonald's. Their family, never? Growing up, they were not allowed to eat fast food. They never had fast food in the house. And so, and one of the questions was, well, like, when you moved out of the house, when you went to college, you didn't just want to go crazy and go get fast when you could do it. It's like, nah, it wasn't that big a thing to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. They said the experience was good. It was like, it's not a place that I'm going to run back to, you know, but if I won't mind going again, it's not a big deal. So she wasn't like, oh my God, McDonald's, it's incredible. I've been blown away by McDonald's. She was like, it was good. It was no big deal.
Was she dumb?
Thank you, Rob. But you start thinking, there are a lot of kids who experience that in different ways. You're not allowed to go places or you're not allowed to do things or watch things for whatever reason. Usually, I think most of the time, it's a religious reason. Not allowed to watch certain movies, not allowed to watch certain shows or channels. I know, you know, there was a time you couldn't watch, a lot of kids weren't allowed to watch MTV because it was, you know, of the devil.
Yeah, which, I mean, proved to be right.
So what is it in your world? What were you not allowed? Where were you not allowed to go? Or what were you not allowed to watch as a child? And then if you, when you did it, tell us what it was like. If you were like, oh my God, this was, it was fantastic. Once I went to a water park, maybe your mom always thought you'd get bacteria if you went to a water park.
That would be a great one.
Yeah. Then you're an adult, go to a water park. Like, water parks are amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Did anybody in the room, I didn't ask a minute ago, anything that you were, places you were not allowed to go or things you were not allowed to watch?
I don't think so.
I have one. When I was a kid, a little kid, my mom would not allow us to watch the TV show Soap. Because it was a very controversial show at the time. And her overall concept was, it was thought of to be a cutting edge, kind of raunchy.
Yeah, it was.
My mom was like, you're not watching anything like that.
I didn't have anything like that.
No, you did not, you know, TJ.
But my kids have grown up with a list a mile long of things that they can't do, like buy Nike products or watch Caillou or any PBS, you know, liberal indoctrination kids shows or any of that kind of stuff. So there's just a list a mile long.
HBO After Dark, you know, all those kinds of things.
No, they could watch that. Yeah. It's the indoctrination that I was
worried. It's not the sex, Rob. It's the politics.
Exactly. Yeah, keep up.
So Jessica said, I was not allowed to watch MTV, The Simpsons, Pokemon, The Smurfs, Harry Potter, and so much more.
No, Pokemon.
What?
Yeah. Man.
A lot of people, Rob, remember there were a lot of people at the time that thought Pokemon was like demonic.
It had these evil powers that would turn adult males into children. Oh, wait.
Jessica said, I begged and begged my Baptist mother to let me read the books and find Harry Potter. She's talking about. And finally, when the Southern Baptist Convention gave the green light on Harry Potter, I was allowed to read the books.
Really?
Yeah. Macy's got a different reason. She was, I wasn't allowed to roller skate. Dad said he spent, quote, way too much money on travel softball for you to be roller skating.
That's a great excuse.
So in other words, I got too much money invested in softball. You're going to get out there and hurt yourself roller skating.
Yeah. You seen how much roller skates cost?
Yeah. She said his argument always, he would tell her, I've done it. It's not that fun anymore. She's like, that's pretty fun, man. It's roller skating.
Yeah, he didn't want her getting hurt.
Yep. And it turns out there were several other people that commented that their parents were like that. They had big money invested in sports. And were like, we're not doing anything where you could get hurt. Jeffrey said, I was never allowed to have a mini bike. Today I see kids way younger than me driving ATVs. He goes, I've actually searched online for adult mini bikes a couple of weeks ago. I still want one. Yeah. And that's the thing. When you're not allowed to do something, then when you're an adult, when you can, it's like, I'm going to go back and do it.
Sure.
to hell with what my mama says. Kelly said, no sugary cereals allowed ever. I didn't have Fruity Pebbles until I was in college. I definitely experienced the freshman 15 as a result, and it's all my mom's fault.
The first time trying Fruity Pebbles as an adult, your head must pop off. Holy cow.
Oh, you're 18, you go to the grocery store by yourself for the first time. Like, I can buy anything I want. I'm going straight to the cereal aisle. Fruity
Pebbles. Would you even wait until you got home with it to put milk on it, or would you be digging into it in the car?
I might be so excited just ripping right into the bag, but oh, man, that's got to be awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. The list is too long because my daddy was a pastor. We were not allowed to be dropped off at the mall. I got grounded because I snuck and went to the mall one day. I didn't do it. I just walked through the mall. My dad was like,
The mall? Yeah. What's wrong with the mall?
That's where they take kids.
The evil.
Oh. The mall just snatch you up right there.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Now trending, coming up next.
It's a radio show. It's a podcast. It even has its own app.
Got the app on my phone, and it's like having a personal DJ in my pocket.
Get the Ace and TJ Family app in your app store.
Download the app.
Or at acetj.com/app.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Billy Ray Cyrus and Fire Rose, that story's still in the news. You know, he married this woman. They were together... How long was it? 7 months?
Yeah.
7 months? Eight, something like that.
7 or 8 months, and now they're divorcing. He's asking for an annulment. She's saying he was emotionally and verbally abusive to her. And Billy Ray has come out yesterday. He said, no. It's the opposite. She was verbally and emotionally abusive to me. So this goes on.
let me ask you a question. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but it makes me think. Because if they're both claiming it, if one person, like... Say she starts telling him, you suck, you're a loser, you're old news, whatever. And he fires back, whatever.
You're old news, pal.
I tell you, yeah. You're used to be the bee's knees.
And he fires back at her and starts calling her names.
Yeah.
Is he being verbally abusive or is he just respond like, I didn't start this, man. You came after me.
Yeah, I never really know what that means.
Like, and vice versa. If you know, if he starts in yelling at her and being mean to her and she responds... He's like, she's being verbally abusive. No, she's responding to what you said. So, like, she didn't start it. You were the one being verbally abusive.
Yeah.
I'm always curious. When both parties claim verbal abuse, that leads me to believe, well, it's just the person who started it who was verbally abusive. The other person is just firing back or responding, defending themselves. Like
they're just getting in a lot of arguments.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this all works out. I'm praying for the both of them. Daily. I love this story about Kevin Costner. So his movie is out. Are you guys interested in watching Horizon? It's out on Friday.
No.
It's the first of four movies, and he's funding the whole thing, and he's raising the money to do it. Four parts. Horizon Part 1 is out this Friday. They're expecting to pull in about $10 to $12 million, but the movie cost $100 million. Kevin Costner has done every show on television and the internet. He has done everything in order to get people excited about this movie. Well, $10 to $12 million, not a great big opening. So you've got three more to do after this one. Then part two is out in August. And the first one is 3 hours long. So I don't know what's going on here. I don't know if this is like a passion project, but it costs $100 million and he doesn't have the money yet.
Isn't this part of what led to his divorce? Because he's funding a lot of this himself?
I think his whole life. I mean, he's out of Yellowstone now because he's been so focused on making this movie. It looks awesome.
And he said that Yellowstone lost its edge, and which we could see in the last. I didn't even watch the last season, I don't think, because it was just a lot of filler and scenery and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how it actually does. But Kevin Costner hustling for some money. More coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Thank you to everybody that left me nice messages yesterday on my birthday. My name is Riggins. It was my 37th birthday yesterday, and I got calls from everybody. All my family was in touch, but my dad had an all-time classic call. He says, "Oh my God, happy birthday. My baby is 37. You want to make me feel old? My baby is 37. He's never called me his baby in my entire life.
Really?
Not that kind of guy. Not that kind of guy. But he was clearly feeling his own age yesterday, I got a feeling. So, yeah, that was great. Got to talk to him. And then my mom called, and I said this last night during my Facebook Live Ace and TJ experience. Every year on my birthday, my mom calls, I say hello, and then she goes, "Have I ever told you about the day you were born?" And without me responding, she then goes into the story about the day I was born. It was Thursday. I was not feeling well. I was wearing a pink and white striped shirt. And she goes through the whole thing. It's like a 5 to 10 minute story about the day I was born. But yesterday, for the first time in 37 years, she switched up the stories. Yesterday was, "Have I ever told you about my favorite memory with you?" I said, "No." She goes, "Well, you were about 2 years old," and that immediately irritated me. Mm. I'm like, "I'm pretty sure I had some better moments than when I was two." So I took you to the laundromat, and I put you on the floor, and now to think about this, it could give me a stroke. It's so gross. But you were on the floor playing with your cars, and you know what your greatest joy in life was? To go to the laundromat with me, and when I would give you a quarter, and you would take it to the vending machine and buy a bag of cheese popcorn, and you would get a nickel back. And that to you was like the greatest thing in the world." And that was probably true, but I was also too. I was stupid. I didn't know anything.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. Probably illiterate.
I'm probably illiterate. And she goes, "And I don't know why we were at the laundromat. We had a washer and a dryer." So that part is really a mystery to me still.
You dream it?
I think so. I also thought I was at my parents' wedding. So there's some, maybe some misremembering. This morning, something kind of irked me. It irritated me. It bothered me. Right as soon as I walked into work. So I'll tell you about that coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. beautiful rooms, and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I don't want this to become a pile-on in any way, but somebody tell me I'm not crazy. Either one of you, Ace or TJ, can you walk into the other room right now and look at the top of the trash can? Whoever, whichever one of you wants to do it.
Okay.
Ace is going to go in there. I want you to
look at the trash
can. Look at the top of the trash can. This is what I saw first thing in the morning. I kind of have a routine. I go to the bathroom, then I go make coffee in Tech D Rob's room, which is right next to our studio.
And that's where the trash can
is. It's where the trash can is. Okay. Is that how you would put a empty 12-can fridge pack of soda in the trash can?
It is not.
Rob took the, you know what a fridge pack looks like. It's that long, narrow soda box that holds 12 cans. He got a fridge pack of Mountain Dew, Baja Blast, Zero Sugar, Newports. I don't know what the hell they are. I don't know what it is. A lot of titles on there.
Yeah.
And he put them all in the fridge. And then it looks like he just took the fridge pack and just placed it diagonally on top of the trash can.
That's exactly what he did. And yesterday when I walked in there to put, at the end of the show, I collected all my papers, went there to throw them away, and I went to throw them in the trash can, and I went, well, I don't know what to do with this.
So it's blocked.
It's literally blocked.
So I just took the papers and kind of pulled that thing down and stuck the papers at it because I don't know where to put them.
I did the same thing with the coffee filter. I went, okay, I'll just lift it up by the handle, I guess, and put the stuff under there. But I guess it's also our fault because we didn't make any move to break that box down and shove it down in the trash can.
Should I?
I guess we should. Isn't that sort of etiquette is when you, I mean, you're just going to leave it for the next person? Or are you going to just lay into Rob and be like, why did you do this?
Yeah.
Or just wait to do it this way.
Yeah. I'd rather have the conversation on the air than off the air. It's much less awkward like this.
I would probably have broken down the box. I figure Rob was really busy.
Yeah.
And he's doing a lot of important stuff in there, and I would have put myself in his position and probably done it and not mentioned a thing about it.
Maybe.
And I would have done it happily.
Yeah.
But you've got your way, Riggins. So
I do.
Whatever.
And one funny thing, too. He clearly had a bag of chips, and he just shoved the empty bag of chips inside the fridge pack and just left it. Like it's a secondary trash can on top of the trash can. I love it. Sorry, Rob. I didn't mean to call you out like this, but it was just too funny. I couldn't pass it up. More next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Stream the Ace and Friends radio show every day, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Ace and TJ family app, or you can get it wherever you download podcasts. Paranormal Piper from Pineville today on Wednesday.
Oh, today is Wednesday, isn't it?
It is.
I didn't think about today being Wednesday. I've been so busy with birthday stuff for the past, I don't know, month.
Ace's wife and I share a birthday.
Well, baby birthday party Saturday, birthday on Sunday, Monday preparing for the wife's birthday, yesterday being the wife's birthday. That was the entire day's worth of thing.
Yeah.
Still putting together kid stuff from birthdays.
Yeah. It's been a busy week.
Credit cards are screaming for relief.
Yeah. All right. Well, something else to get excited about. We're exactly 1 month away from the start of the Olympics in Paris. A lot of people, there's a lot of excitement about the Summer Olympics.
Wait. I love the Olympics.
Here's where it gets a little wacky. So the Olympics committee said this is going to be the greenest Olympics ever. Well, what does that mean? Well, in this case, it means none of the athletes where they're living, you know, like Olympic Village, none of the rooms are going to have air conditioning. It's the end of July and record-setting temperatures. There's no air conditioning in any of the Olympic Village rooms. The United States Olympic Committee has said, yeah, we're sending our athletes with air conditioners. We don't care, because the athletes have voiced their concern saying it's a major part of our prep and training. We want to be cool. Mm-hmm. What they are doing is they're using some sort of pipes under the floor to keep the rooms in between the temperatures of 75 and 78 degrees. Oh, but it's the end of July.
Now, the end of in July, average in Paris, average high is 78, low is 61.
Okay, so I guess it's not that hot.
It's not as hot.
Scorching.
It's still. When we go over there with our air conditioner, we should just take a trip, you know, through the capital and take it over. Idiots.
Take this, friends.
Absolute you know,
idiots. We're coming with air conditioners and flamethrowers.
I love it. I think that's so American. They're like, we don't care.
Yeah, we're
coming with air conditioners. Yeah,
if I were the president, I would send them over there and have them start tire fires in the Olympic Village. Just to stick it in their faces, these little environmental idiots.
So you bring in some window units. Yeah. I mean, come on. I love it. It's just so American. Like, we don't care. We're bringing our AC.
We are hyped and ready to. It's going to be great.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.